Hi, I'm Borna Joines, and again, in this lesson, we're going to be asking a question. Do we really believe? In 2 Corinthians 4:13, Paul, quoting from Psalms, states on behalf of the apostles, "We have believed, therefore we have spoken," in Acts 4:20 and 27 and verse 25. We learn further of the dedication of the ambassadors of Christ who had to speak the things they knew to be true, even though prison awaited them when they spoke of Jesus and his redemptive plan. The servants of the master were standing in the temple teaching the people, Acts 5 and verse 25. So loyal to their convictions were these evangelists that Acts 5:28 tells us they filled all Jerusalem with their doctrine. Indeed, Romans 10:18 tells us that their message went out into all the world. Based upon this Bible correlation of faith and teaching, we ask sincerely, do you really believe the Bible? The salient message commands, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so," Psalms 107 and verse 2. For too many members of the church are spiritually tongue-tied. Some of us never say a word on behalf of the Lord and His blessed church. Even our lives, daily lived before our fellow man, are silent as far as compelling folk who observe us to ask the reason for the hope that is in us, as 1 Peter 3 and verse 15 says we must be ready to do. And we betray our points of emphasis by talking freely of sports and finances and food and weather and politics and houses while being relatively silent about spiritual valleys. Did not Jesus say in Matthew 6:21, "Where a man's treasure is, there will his heart be also"? What do we really believe? Some folk in the church do not like bold and uncompromising preaching. Evidently, they must not believe that truth is straightforward or that it will tear down the citadel of Satan, as Jeremiah 1 and verse 10 says. Or is it possible that such brethren really have no convictions? Preachers who do not expose error or who have a disdain for the militancy demanded in spiritual warfare, 1 Timothy 6:12, seem to view their work as parallel to the Chamber of Commerce executive who placates all sides of every issue. Such folk need to carefully and prayerfully read Galatians 1:10. "For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ." And we all need to understand that we often lose the friendship of the world when we stand up for the Redeemer and His cause, Ephesians 6:10 through 12. If a man does not really believe, if his conviction is shallow and his faith is wavering, then he ought to at least hush before he teaches error and compromise to brethren. But, preacher friend, if we, as the preachers of the gospel, do not have deep commitment to Christ Jesus, let us speak up loudly, clearly, often, and without apologies for these things that are divine, that we may change that attitude. Do we really believe? Let us tell all men everywhere of the sovereignty of God, the triumph of truth, the glory of the church, the beauty of Jesus, and the integrity of the Bible. Surely, everyone needs to hear these things, needs to hear them plainly spoken. God will be honored, souls will be saved, and the world will be enlightened and changed. A faith that is genuine must be shared. Do we really believe?